This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's almost time for us to wrap up for today, but of course we have one more story, and it's about malls.
Yeah, it's about malls, and malls that are coming up within in the second half of the year. So we normally talk about, you know, like how much that we have too many malls, or, you know, malls are taking up too much space, and are they getting enough people to rent their space and stuff? Mm-hmm. So now there's a report that came out from Knight Frank in its real estate highlights report, and they have sort of broken it down to how much space it will take up and how much space malls have taken up in the past. So it's pretty, it's not surprising, but the numbers are pretty shocking because Klang Valley's cumulative supply comes to 57.5 million square feet in the first half alone. That's without these malls that are coming up, and there are 10 new malls that are going to open.
That's how much retail space we have now?
Yes. That's how much space that is being taken up by malls at the moment in the Klang Valley alone.
57.5 million square feet.
Yes.
Let that sink in for just a second.
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
And that's not ridiculous enough, because that's without the 10 malls that are going to open before the end of this year. The end of this year, not like next year or the year after.
You're talking in the next 3 months.
In the next 3 months, we'll have 10 new malls that are supposed to open. Some of them will be opening in KL, some are in Bukit Bintang, there's some in Mon Kiara, I think. But of the 10, the biggest one is Empire City in Damansara, Empire City Damansara Mall, which will take up 2.3 million square feet of space.
I can't even imagine how big that is.
Yeah, followed by Tropicana Gardens, which will take up 1 million, and then the smallest, quote unquote, the smallest is Eco Cheras Mall, which will take up 625,000 square feet of space.
Mm.
Yeah. So they say that, according to this report, they say that they analyzed at about 7 square feet per person. And it's one of the highest in Malaysia, which puts pressure on occupancy levels moving forward. So that's what people normally question, you know, retailers and stuff. Are there enough people out there to rent this space? But also in the report, it said that some of the biggest malls that we have don't have any problems getting people to rent their space.
Hmm.
So now, because of how many malls are coming up, the Kuala Lumpur City Hall has frozen new approvals for any projects moving forward, including those built on hill slopes and public spaces, because they want to address the growing mismatch in supply and demand of selected property segments, including retail. But they say that most people are still optimistic, even with online shopping picking up. Because what has happened was, ever since the government got rid of the GST, so we've had that tax holiday.
Yeah.
So retail has picked up. More people go shopping. People are packing their stuff. You know, whatever isn't taxed in that period. And also with the goods and service tax, it's still cheaper than before. So people are still continuing their shopping trends. And Malaysians have an addiction to shopping. Mm. And there's also the proposed move on minimal wage, which will be a breather for lower income consumers, and that may strengthen their purchasing power. And there's also news that retail segments have sort of been banking on tenants with services and that have an experience factor, such as food and beverage, beauty and dermatology, and sports and entertainment. So they're not so much selling things that you can get online. They are giving you experiences that you have to go to the mall for.
Yeah.
So just to break it down, some of the biggest malls in Klang Valley. So KLCC, Suria KLCC, and Pavilion, they have the highest average monthly rentals of 24 ringgit per square feet to 26 ringgit per square feet, and they registered a near full occupancy of 97% to 99%.
Tourists.
Wow. Yeah. So no problems there. Even the shops, there is no empty lot. Then Mid-Valley Mega Mall and Gardens, they have about 17 ringgit per square feet. They registered 100% and 98% occupancies. And Sunway Pyramid Shopping Centre and the Mines in Selangor, 14% per square feet and 9 ringgit per square feet respectively, 99% and 94% occupancy.
Wow.
Yeah. So as much as people think that we have too many malls or too many malls popping up that may struggle, the smaller ones probably struggle. Probably the more suburban malls have issues, but the bigger ones have no problems whatsoever. There's actually a queue of people lining up to take these spaces if someone moves. So the moment someone moves out of a lot, someone else moves in almost immediately.
Why can't we spend this money and use this space for housing that people need? You know, affordable housing instead of retail spaces. And am I just being a hippie when it comes to this?
Not
you
profitable
know?
Enough? Not
profitable. Well, no. Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I get that, but I don't know. We have enough malls here. You know, everybody jokes that KL has too many malls.
Yeah.
And now we're putting up 10 more?
Yeah. I mean, malls are the
problem. Just by the end of this year.
By the end of this year. I mean, people complain about, you know, KL being like hollowed out and, you know, KL doesn't look Malaysian anymore, quote unquote. But it's because we have so many malls and like shopping centers popping up in bubbles. So.
And also you have people, to think about it, you have people who, when they go to purchase a property or purchase a home, they want to find out, is there a mall in the area?
Of course.
There you go.
It's right next to the school.
Demand.
Right. We have to wrap up. We're almost out of time. Okay. Very quickly, we'll run through the stories that we covered in case you missed any part of the show. Don't forget, you can get the podcast a little bit later on. It's available at bfm.my or via the app, which is available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. We started off with story number one about how our parents suffering from smartphone addiction.
Then we spoke about how South Koreans love their no-stress cafes, or stress cafes, as they're calling it.
And then that story about how you should rethink your annual employee performance appraisals and have them more often.
Then we finished with how 10 new malls will open in Klang Valley within the next 3 months.
Insanity.
Yeah.
But don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The first half of 2018 saw HSBC's net income almost double on year. What's fueling this growth? The Breakfast Grill spoke to the CEO of HSBC, Amana Arsalan Ahmed, about the Islamic financing sector outlook and Malaysia's competitive position in the wider Islamic finance market. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, here at noon for Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj, it's time for me to get off the microphone. You have been listening to Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.